You're listening to Morning Edition 642. This is WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. There are for-hire signs all over Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, a mostly rural area near the Maryland border that voted overwhelmingly for President Trump in 2016. The area has long pulled in migrant laborers to dairy and fruit fields, and now more families from other countries are settling down there. An economy dependent on cheap labor, however, puts stress on other institutions. As part of Keystone Crossroads Embedded 2020 series, Laura Benshoff reports on how the local public schools struggle to meet students' needs.
Navigating a new school is a challenge for anyone, but for 15-year-old Freddie Garcia Morales, even reading his school's calendar has a learning curve.
Tomorrow's going to be the 17th.
Okay.
You look at this. It's a red box like this.
Okay.
Freddie's at a church in downtown Chambersburg, the seat of rural Franklin County. That's where Sue Marshall runs a volunteer English as a second language program. She helps Freddie decode his spring schedule.
Okay. It says the tentative start of the second semester.
Okay, okay.
That's
okay,
when your second semester classes start.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Freddie likes to play keyboards in church and thinks about becoming a mechanic or a police officer one day. He knows education can open doors to a better life, but he's been skipping school a lot this year. When I first talked to him and his mom about it in December, he made some excuses. He says he doesn't like using the computer in English class, and he doesn't like wood shop because there's dust.
Sometimes there's a lot of dust that gets kicked up. One time, it went on my nose and I got a nosebleed.
But there's something else, too. Freddie's from the mountains of western Guatemala, and his first language is a Mayan one called Mam. He made the trek to Chambersburg with his mother and little sisters a couple of years ago, following their dad, who's undocumented. They requested asylum, saying family members had been murdered for being indigenous and are waiting for their day in court. In the meantime, Freddie enrolled at the local high school and was put in English as a second language classes, where he realized he has a lot of ground to cover.
I started studying here, and little by little, I learned a lot of Spanish. And little by little, I learned a little English.
Freddie's story is getting more common. In the last few years, there's been more people coming to the U.S. from Central America than Mexico, especially from Guatemala. And where there used to be more migrant laborers, now more families like his are coming. These changes at the U.S. southern border can be felt all the way in Chambersburg.
They're all stagrants now, I would say the majority of them versus migrants.
Stagrants?
We call them stagrants.
That's Joe Padasak, the former superintendent of the Chambersburg Area School District. Franklin County ranks near the top in the state for dairy farms and fruit orchards. Warehouses and distribution centers for big brands like Target have cropped up. Padasak says all those jobs, along with lots of churches and rental properties, means the area is attractive to immigrant families. But getting kids to stay in school has been a challenge.
Because we always had a dropout problem in ninth grade. Many is cultural. Latino children, when they get to that level, a lot of times they're out of there.
Part of the issue is that the school system isn't adapting quickly enough. The number of students learning English in Chambersburg more than doubled to over 800 in the past decade. But in total, only one more ESL staffer was added. Federal law says public schools have to educate all kids, regardless of their background. But that's very expensive, and local taxpayers haven't had the will to pick up the tab.
We are a fiscally very tight budget. School district, like most.
Dion Betts is the new school superintendent.
But even so, we're going to be asking for another EL teacher. It's the area of the most significant need.
State funding has lagged, too. As a result, ESL education suffers. At Freddie's school, only about 16% of English learners are making the language progress they're supposed to. Fewer than half graduate in 4 years. Both measures are well below the state average. Rodrigo Ortiz, who heads up a Latinx advocacy group in the area, says the largely white local leadership is to blame.
Decisions by white people made for Hispanics are decisions for white people. There aren't changes that really reflect the needs of the Hispanic community.
Ortiz says he sees it all the time. Kids who feel they have no future in school and go to work in landscaping or farming. The low-wage jobs on offer are a strong pull, and school often fails to compete. A few weeks after I met Freddie, the school district's truancy officer called his family. Sue Marshall, with that local church, drove Freddie and his mom to the meeting, where the officer told them he'd missed more than a month of school.
He seemed even shocked in the meeting that he had missed 33 days of school. Like, his mouth was open.
She says Freddie went in defensive, but he slowly admitted that he just doesn't like school.
He gets homework, doesn't know how to do it. Teachers are not happy because he hasn't done his homework, and so it's just a vicious cycle.
For much of the year, Freddie was failing almost all of his classes. He told me he gets lost in class and then sometimes gets in trouble for causing a disruption when he asks for help.
Sometimes the teacher explains things and I don't understand. When I ask something, all the students laugh and joke.
There's also bigger things on his mind than attendance. His dad, who, unlike the rest of his family, had no permission to be in the U.S., has been deported. His mom's diabetes is acting up, and her legs ache.
She needs medicine, also to pay for rent and electricity. I have to look for work.
The family needs money right now, but if he keeps skipping school, they could be hit with truancy fines or scrutiny from child welfare. Since that meeting, Freddie has been going to school regularly, but part of him has been planning for a future where he doesn't make it to graduation.
I was thinking if I don't finish school, I have two sisters. I was thinking I would say to them, study. That's how you get a good life.
Freddie wants to support his family, even at the expense of his own future. He says those are the kinds of sacrifices his parents made for him. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.